Hello, it's the 22nd of January, 2019, and today we have the Eight of Swords and the Sun and the Two of Clubs all reversed. Free will, it's not for pussies, excuse my language. I was having a discussion not too long ago with another reader, and during the course of the conversation, the subject came up, and I was surprised to hear her agree with me when I commented that people don't want free will. Isn't it so much easier to have someone else tell one what to do, thereby absolving us of any and all responsibility? If the tortured, self-pitying Eight of Swords, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, has a New Year resolution, I hope it is to show up reversed from now on. In the past position, the blindfolded woman who stands in a rather poorly constructed self-made jail of Eight Swords is dumped out on her ass, free to go and live in the world, as of course we all are. It's all in your mind, a.k.a. analysis paralysis. Swords are not meant to be used as jail bars. Swords symbolize the logical mind in the tarot, and this card upright is being a prisoner of your own victim mentality. There seems to be a city in the background, but blindfolded and resigned to the fact that suffering is their destiny, they're not even looking to be saved. Reversed, the swords and blindfold fall away, and our eyes and minds are open. You are free. Can you handle it? The Sun is often called the happiest card in the deck, and for good reason. The life-giving Sun is exactly that, and while the details of the images vary from deck to deck, there is usually pictured a huge yellow sun, sunflowers, and happy naked children. That's us, happy naked children. We come as happy naked children, and the challenge is to go out the same way. Reversed, the sun is still there, but may be obscured by clouds. That, of course, does not mean the sun is not there. This is that. This is the point that this little spread today of the Russian Tarot of St. Petersburg is trying to make. The thing that makes this card unique is that on this particular version of the card, the sun wears an odd, almost disapproving expression as he observes the child riding joyously through the grass on his white horse. The sun sees all, and the naked youth on his horse doesn't care who sees him and doesn't need their approval. The sun is not selective about where it shines or what it grows. Happiness, it seems, is there for everyone all the time. The Two of Fire, Leo, Sagittarius, and Aries, is generally a card of the future, future goals and plans, and what we need to make them happen. More specifically, what we ourselves want and or what we need to be happy. This is like a person who has been in jail for so long they never really even thought about what they'd do if they ever got out. The simple fact that I spent a good many minutes closely examining the expression of the sun on this card to discern whether he was smirking, smiling, or downright scowling says it all. Who fucking cares what he thinks? The Two of Clubs or Wands can't make a plan without knowing where he wants to go, and that's the problem. You are no longer suffering from the syndrome I call thinking with other people's minds, which is being overly concerned about what other people think. Twos indicate partnerships, and you may have decided, after finally freeing yourself from perhaps even the notion that you need a relationship to be happy, that this isn't the time to enter into one. Or there may be a disagreement with a potential partner as to how to proceed to a mutual goal, or, for that matter, if there even is a mutual goal. One of you has to have a plan, and while you're at it, work on your delivery. Communication is everything with this card, and your future relationship success may depend on it. What do we need to be happy is the question here. It is, of course, entirely possible and a most desirable state, Grasshopper, to desire nothing and no one and to be content. The sun, as we all know, will still rise tomorrow. And you can't see that from a jail cell. Good day.